The Art of Mending by Elizabeth Berg. For those who find forgiveness by way of the truth. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. Rumi. Anyone's childhood can be an act of disablement if rehearsed and replayed and squinted at in a certain light. Carol Shields, from Unless. The foxes were having their pups. If a stranger appeared near the pens, if anything too startling or disruptive occurred, they might decide to kill them. Nobody knew whether they did this out of blind irritation or out of roused and terrified maternal feeling. Alice Munro, from Lives of Girls and Women. The Art of Mending. It is a photograph of a staircase that I took with my Brownie camera over 40 years ago. On the newel post hang three jackets. At the bottom is mine, a turquoise corduroy with deep pockets in which I used to hide Kraft caramels. I ate them every morning on my walk to school. Over my jacket is my brother Steve's, denim with a fleece lining. And over that, my mother's stylish brown tweed car coat, an apricot-colored scarf spilling out of the pocket. Late afternoon sun is streaming in through the window beside the stairs, illuminating the coats as well as three paper bags of groceries resting on the floor. I remember we'd been to Red Owl with our mother, and Steve and I had been given our own carts to select items from our own lists. That's why I took the picture. I was proud of the grown-up work we'd done. Nearly out of frame are the rounded tips of shoes. Someone sitting on the staircase, waiting for us to see her.